Why Germany can't say no to Nord Stream. The fate of the 10 billion euro project is hanging in the balance. Berlin, at the center of Germany's debate over what to do about Nord Stream 2, lies this simple question: does the country really even need a second 1,230-kilometer Baltic pipeline? As a German might say, jein, yes and no. The fate of the 10 billion euro project, which though nearly complete has been delayed by US interventions, is hanging in the balance following the poisoning of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny with a nerve agent, which Germany believes the Kremlin was likely behind. The Navalny poisoning is just the latest in a series of incidents, from the 2015 hacking of the German parliament's computer system to the assassination of a Chechen rebel in Berlin last year, that Germany puts at Russia's door. Nonetheless, cancelling Nord Stream 2, a joint initiative between Russia's state-owned Gazprom and several German and other European companies, remains controversial. Pressure has been building on Chancellor Angela Merkel, both from within her own party and the opposition, to either put a moratorium on Nord Stream 2 or cancel it altogether in order to send a clear signal to Russian President Vladimir Putin that he crossed a red line. Moscow insists it had nothing to do with the poisoning. The politics of the issue run along a familiar divide in German politics between those who believe engaging with Russia is the only way to avoid a complete breakdown in relations and those who argue that Putin will only back down if Berlin stands up to him. While the question over whether Germany really needs the gas is less emotional than the politics, it's also murky. Over the past several years, Germany consumed between 85 billion and 90 billion cubic meters of natural gas annually, which it needs for everything from industry to heating homes to electricity generation. It imports about one-third from Russia, a further third from Norway and about 30% from the Netherlands. The rest comes from domestic sources. That mix would suggest an additional 55 billion cubic meters of supply. The potential capacity of Nord Stream 2 would not be necessary. And therein lies the rub. Nord Stream 2 isn't as much about creating additional capacity as it is about supplanting the main existing path for Russian gas to Europe that runs through Ukraine. At the same time, both Europe's gas map and Germany's energy mix are changing fast. The Netherlands, where environmental concerns have triggered a popular backlash against gas extraction, plans to cease production by 2030. Germany will need to replace that supply just as it is expected to require more gas for electricity production. While Germany is weaning itself off fossil fuels as part of its long-term energy transformation, Energiewende, it is a gradual process and gas remains a key component. Germany already derives about half of its electricity from renewable sources and needs gas as a substitute when there's not enough wind or sun to meet demand. In the medium term, there's another reason the country will need more gas. It's withdrawing from both nuclear power, which accounted for about 14% of electricity generation last year, and coal, which accounted for about 30%. Germany plans to switch off its last nuclear power plant in 2022 and end coal-fired electricity generation by 2038. Natural gas, which emits less carbon than coal, is the stopgap Germany plans to rely on as it moves toward its goal of reaching carbon neutrality by 2050. Last year, gas accounted for 11% of Germany's electricity generation, a 21% rise over 2018. While there's no consensus among energy analysts over how much natural gas Germany is likely to need in the coming years, few doubt it will remain a pillar of Germany's energy supply for the foreseeable future. What's more, the Nord Stream pipeline, with a combined capacity of 110 billion cubic meters of gas, was never about just the German market. The brainchild of Putin and former Chancellor Gerhard Schröder, now a Gazprom executive, was always meant to serve broader northern European demand. Even accounting for such factors, however, critics say Nord Stream 2 is superfluous. They point to new sources of gas for Europe, from American LNG, liquefied natural gas, to other pipelines, such as a Turk Stream, a new pipeline running from Russia under the Black Sea to Turkey, where the gas can be sent to Europe. The pipeline is politically problematic, unnecessary in terms of energy supply, too expensive and incompatible with EU energy and climate goals. Claudia Kempfert, a prominent German energy economist, wrote in a recent commentary. Others are more cautious. Kirsten Westphal, an analyst with the German Institute for International and Security Affairs, SWP, a government-funded think tank, said that while cancelling Nord Stream 2 wouldn't endanger Germany's energy security, it could rob the country of supply flexibility and push gas prices higher. One would lose some liquidity in the German market, which might constrict supply and prompt gas prices to rise, she said. It's very difficult to predict because we don't know how the gas markets are going to evolve. There's also the sticky issue of public opinion in Germany. Most Germans, even after the Navalny poisoning, oppose ending Nord Stream 2. More than 55% of Germans believe the project should go ahead, despite the tensions with Russia, according to a poll published this week. Of course, Germans like nothing more than solid infrastructure, and the Baltic pipeline represents a great leap forward compared to the leaky transit routes through Ukraine, where some stretches of the pipeline, which has a capacity of 160 billion cubic meters, have been in operation for more than half a century. The cost of repairing the Ukrainian route, estimated at about 6 billion euros, would have been much cheaper than the 10 billion euro price tag for Nord Stream 2, but with the new pipeline 94% complete, that ship has already sailed. For the Kremlin, it has always been a geopolitical project to circumvent Ukraine. But when the pipeline was set in motion, years before Russia's annexation of Crimea, Berlin either ignored those long-term ramifications or didn't care. Last December, Merkel helped broker a five-year deal between Ukraine and Russia that will ensure Kiev continues to receive at least some transit fees, a crucial source of income for Ukraine's battered economy. What happens after that agreement runs out in 2024 is anyone's guess. The ugly dimension of Nord Stream 2 is the effect it will have on Ukraine, because we can already see that if it goes into operation, less and less gas will flow through the country, Westphal said. As bitter as that is for Ukraine, until now Germany has quietly been guided by what Westphal calls the geo-economic component. Unfortunately, Germany has never communicated this so directly. But it is, of course, in Germany's interest to have a further direct route into the European gas market, because the German market needs access to cheap gas for both industry and consumers, she said. But if recent events are anything to go by, Berlin may soon discover that the price of doing business with Russia is higher than it thought. Nettie Nerstlinger contributed reporting. This article is part of Politico's premium policy service, Pro Energy and Climate. From climate change, emissions targets, alternative fuels and more, our specialized journalists keep you on top of the topics driving the energy and climate policy agenda. Email pro@politico.eu for a complimentary trial.